WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two different anthology series are returning this week to public television, one showcasing avant-garde video art and the other featuring independent documentaries on famous American cultural figures. Television critic David Bianculli has a review.
Summertime on PBS used to be full of reruns, just like Summertime on the commercial networks. But Alive from Off-Center, starting its fourth season this week, changed all that. PBS put it on in July back then because it didn't know what else to do with a show that strange. When a lot more people showed up than PBS had anticipated, the network realized it had tapped a whole new summertime audience. Before too long, Alive from Off-Center had another summer series as company, American Masters, which begins its third season this week. American Masters is a series of separate programs devoted to an artist's life and work. Most of them are excellent. Some, like the ones on Buster Keaton and the gang at the Algonquin Roundtable, have been documentary masterpieces. This season's opener, on legendary film actress Lillian Gish, is more of an oral history. She does all the talking, except for a few chunks of narration, and we're shown clips from her best performances, most of them in silent movies. Here, for example, she brings real tension to the role of a potential murder victim in D.W. Griffith's 1912 film, An Unseen Enemy. Okay, so maybe silent movies don't translate that well on radio, but they're great to look at, and Terry Sanders, the director of this documentary, does capture Gish's amazing energy. Amazing for anyone, much less someone whose first acting job was in 1902. The show also includes a few of her best stories.
In 1925, I went out to work for MGM, and Mr. Louis B. Mayer said he wanted to meet the girl who started him on his way to fame and fortune. And I thought, boy, I never met him before. What did I ever do? He said, I pawned everything I owned, including my wife's wedding ring, to get The Birth of a Nation for my little theater up in New England. I made so much money, I got the rights for the state, and then I made so much money. And that began the fortunes of Zukor, of Louis B. Mayer, all the people, Lemley, Fox, everybody, in films.
Over on Alive from Off-Center, things are bizarre as usual, but a lot of the art and artists that were on the cutting edge in 1984, when this show premiered, are almost mainstream now. Spalding Gray, Laurie Anderson, and David Byrne, who even made the cover of Time magazine. This week's season premiere shows just how much video art has shifted from off-center to the dead center of mass media. There are two pieces in the premiere show. The first one is a wild, dizzy look at the world of advertising through the eyes of a freelance artist. It's called Bite and Smile, and it would be impossible to describe except for the fact that the effects are very similar to the ones used on Pee-wee's Playhouse. It's not coincidental either. Pee-wee was originally produced by Broadcast Arts, the company behind Bite and Smile. And the other offering this week is director Julian Temple's contribution to Aria, the big-budget motion picture in which different directors provide visual interpretations of recordings from different operas. Temple uses Buck Henry, Beverly D'Angelo, Anita Morris, and an Elvis lookalike to flesh out a chunk from Verdi's Rigoletto. Here's a sample. I know, that doesn't work on radio either. Sometimes, if you want to get the most out of a TV show, you actually have to watch it while you're watching it.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.